Today from the Ohio Newsroom, postpartum depression in rural moms.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering options to specialize in healthcare administration or exercise and health science within its online Masters of Allied Health program. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Postpartum depression is pretty common. Research suggests it affects about 1 in 7 new mothers. But about half don't get the mental health care they need. And in rural areas, finding care can be even harder. Researchers at Ohio University want to change that status quo. Fran Wims is a clinical psychologist and associate professor in the Department of Primary Care. She's leading the investigation. Hi, Dr. Wims.
Hi.
So why work with rural moms specifically? How does living in a rural area affect someone's ability to seek care for something like postpartum depression?
So we know that access to care in rural communities can be particularly challenging, especially with transportation needs, whether things are offered virtually, if we don't have internet accessibility, there might be other cultural norms that are affecting accessibility or acceptability to certain care options. So some of these factors just seem to operate differently in rural communities, and also they're understudied.
That makes sense. So how is the study going? I mean, I take it you'll be talking to focus groups of women and their providers in Southeast Ohio. What kinds of questions are you asking them?
We are interested in asking moms, new moms, moms who have been affected by depression, and we want to get a sense as to what types of mental health care they may have received before, what types of mental health care they wish that they would have received. Through this group discussion, many times one mother will inform another mom, oh, well, you know, what my experience was X, Y, or Z. And then that inspires someone to say, well, geez, that would have worked really well for me. I just wish that that was made clear to me. What we're hoping is that after 2 years of conducting focus groups, we could prioritize a list of research questions that we could test, and then we could compare which treatments these patients are saying they need, compare which ones work better for certain folks, and then be able to see if we offered this to moms in the community or offered several to moms in the community, would it improve their quality of life?
Well, I know the study is still in the early stages, but are there any potential solutions you think that could really help moms with postpartum depression?
Across the focus groups at this point, what I'm hearing are several themes. One of them is an educational theme, and it kind of reminds me of when we get on a plane and we hear, you have a child with you, put on your oxygen mask before you put on your child's oxygen mask. In both a patient and a provider focus group, members said, we need to be able to have messages about caring for ourselves, and especially mothers, new moms who might be affected by stress in an especially intense way, to really hear that message. And then also other messages that we're hearing are about the desire for lots of different delivery models to be considered, like telehealth options or cognitive behavioral therapy is an evidence-based treatment for depression and can be effective for postpartum depression. But the way that it's delivered could be offered differently for postpartum moms, like by a nurse with whom they have built a relationship. And those care models are being used other parts of the country, but not here right now.
Well, that was clinical psychologist and Ohio University researcher Fran Wims talking about her research on postpartum depression in rural moms. Dr. Wims, thank you.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.